I don't multitask exceptionally well, so I get a great deal of satisfaction when it's possible. I love my Bluetooth earpiece. It allows me to catch up with friends and family over the phone while I do chores such as laundry and dishes. Many times I don't finish a conversation before it's time to get the boys from school. On the way to school, I pass through an area of poor cell reception. Sometimes it drops the call, or at least loses audio for a few seconds. I try to wrap up any phone calls before I get to that point. I spend a considerable amount of time driving. This is nothing new to me. It's been a theme for most of my life. Over the years, I've developed a habit of talking to God while I'm driving alone. Sometimes I pray in my thoughts, but most of the time, I talk out loud. That's another reason I like Bluetooth. If someone sees me talking in an empty vehicle, they no longer assume I'm crazy. One day, I was driving my usual route to pick up the boys from school. I was deep in conversation with God, talking at length about something that was going on. All of a sudden, I realized I was in that area of poor cell reception. I had been talking nonstop, so I said, as I would to anyone, "Are you still there? Did I lose you?" After a second, I realized what I had just done and had to laugh out loud. How silly was that? I wasn't talking on the phone. I was talking to God. Once I had moderately recovered from my laughter, I thanked God that I never had to be concerned about losing communication with Him. God promises us over and over that He won't leave or abandon us. Psalm 139 highlights that no matter where we are, God is there. He is always there for us, even in the dark times when we can't sense His presence. Just wait. Listen. Last week's post was about speaking up. We absolutely need to speak up and talk to God. Our prayers should be a conversation. In a conversation, two or more people take turns speaking and listening. A good conversation does not include putting the phone on speakerphone and interjecting a few well-placed grunts of agreement. Likewise, prayer is not meant to be a monologue. It needs to include times of listening. Listening to people can be difficult. How much more so with God, who can't be seen or perceived? How can we listen to God's voice? There is no formula or simple answer. God speaks to us in different ways at different times. Sometimes it's crystal clear, and other times it's more of a feeling or nudge. I'll share a few thoughts on how to listen, but I'd love for anyone to share their experiences and practices. God's word is His voice. Reading and meditating on Scripture is a great way to listen. Read it. Let it bounce around in your head and soak into your mind. God will bring Scripture to mind in times of need. He can illuminate a passage as you read it, even if you've read it 100 times before. The Bible is indeed the living Word of God. Times of quiet reflection are also helpful. Perhaps simply pause during your prayer time. Just wait and reflect on what you've prayed. Be available and alert for new thoughts. There have been many times when I felt God speak to me as I've reviewed thoughts and prayers. He has never spoken to me audibly, but He has with some. He joins me in my thoughts, in the quietness. He waits until my heart is ready to listen. I know when it's God because He speaks a concept that I could not emotionally or mentally reach on my own. Has there been a time in your life when you sensed God speaking to you? How do you listen? In a world full of busyness and constant contact, it can be difficult to simply wait and listen. It is a practice well worth the effort. God doesn't have voicemail. Don't leave a message and hang up. Carry on a conversation. Listen.